This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Guardians Weekly on the Cleveland Guardians Radio Network. Guardians Weekly is brought to you by Progressive, helping Guardians fans save hundreds on car insurance.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Guardians Weekly. Jim Rosenhaus along with you from Goodyear, Arizona and Guardians Spring Training as we get deeper and deeper into camp. Under 3 weeks to go now until the season opener in Oakland on March the 28th. And a lot of good battles going on for certain spots on the roster. And we'll get to some of that a little bit later on as Matt Forman, the assistant general manager, stopped by and talked with Tom Hamilton during the game broadcast on Friday afternoon. Also on our show today, we'll visit with Daniel Espino, who's trying to come back from injury and reclaim some of his prospect status on the mound. And we'll also visit with Gold Glove winner and one of the top defensive players in the game today, second baseman Andrés Giménez, as he gets ready for a new season. But first, we'll talk pitching with young starting pitcher Logan Allen, one of three rookies in the rotation a season ago. Allen went 7-8 in 24 major league starts with an ERA of 3.81. And when we caught up with him earlier this spring, he reflected on the season ago and where it leads to this coming year.
Definitely was, you know, very thankful and excited to have that opportunity to debut. Obviously, really happy to stick around and continue to make starts and continue to stay healthy. I think the biggest thing is realizing that, you know, I'm right where I belong. Felt at home up there, and you know, taking the lessons, little things that mishaps in the previous season, just try to do whatever I can to prevent them from happening in the future.
This time a year ago, you're in Major League camp for a while. Did you think, based on what you saw and how you were feeling, that if there was an opportunity that you might get the call and be able to pitch in the major leagues last year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, that was a big thing that TO definitely kept us ready for, is knowing that we're in camp for a reason. They have us here for a reason, and we're kind of that next group up, so just kind of got to be ready when our name is called. And yeah, I was definitely thankful to get that opportunity. Probably came a little bit sooner than a lot of people would have expected, but like I said, just got to take it and roll with it, and I was very thankful. You know, obviously the circumstances aren't always the best, but that's kind of how it goes in this business. But no, I was definitely very thankful to have that opportunity and show that I can belong and, you know, prove that I'm able to stick around.
You mentioned belonging. Was there a point in time where that clicked in, or was it from your debut game on that you really felt like, hey, I can do this?
I would say I probably walked around for the first 2-3 weeks kind of like on edge, like every day. Not really feeling comfortable, and I think I've probably about a month in it set in where I started to feel comfortable coming to the field every day, and it didn't feel as, you know, eyes wide open, kind of felt at home a little bit more.
This organization is so good pitching-wise in so many ways. So when you get to the end of the season, can you share some of the things that they said, hey, you know, maybe try this and this might help you be more effective in the future?
I think that what they did, they were able to look at kind of my usages, percentages, and just, you know, clean some things up, maybe draw back from a one pitch here or there, add some more to another one. But I think that's the biggest thing, is just understanding, you know, what guys were facing, where we went wrong, where guys were able to have success against me, and kind of use that to backtrack and see what we can do to prepare for them.
So you head into the off season and It's amazing. Most pitchers find catchers to catch them, which you would think might be difficult, but maybe it's not in your family. Explain what's going on there.
Yeah, I'm definitely very lucky. Got an older brother that is 2 years older, has been a catcher his whole life. So obviously me being a pitcher, we still work out together, and he's able to catch all my bullpens, be out there every day with me to throw. So very thankful, very lucky to have him, and he definitely keeps me ready for the season.
And it seems like things are moving and progressing very quickly here this spring for just about everybody. The full roster was in early. How long have you been here, and how are you progressing compared to maybe years past?
I've been here for about a month. Feel all settled in, feel ready to go. You got games rolling in here at the end of the week, so ready for that as well, and just, ready to get the ball rolling, and honestly ready to get into April and get the season going. But no, these games are important for the tune-up and everything, but definitely looking forward to April, getting started.
And certainly last year, your first major league camp, you're trying to leave an impression. There's a nice body of work that you put together a year ago. Do you approach things any differently this spring?
I think there's a little bit different. I think last year there was more of an expectation of coming into camp day one, kind of game ready. Whereas this year, I think there's a little bit more of treating spring training as that progression into game speed. So I think that's a little bit different in terms of, maybe getting ramped up about a month later than probably in seasons past. But I think it's definitely nice having a little bit of experience under the belt, but I'm still in that same position where I still got to fight for a spot, still got to earn it, and that's all I'm trying to do every day.
That's Logan Allen, one of three rookie starters in the rotation a year ago, who really, probably too dramatic to say that they saved the season, but really provided some encouraging signs for that starting rotation heading into this year. One of the others, the former number one draft pick, the big right-hander Gavin Williams, who made 16 major league starts, was 3-5 with an ERA of 3.29, and very much like Logan Allen, when we caught up with Gavin earlier this spring, he talked about how pleased he was with what happened a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, I knew I could play up there. Just looking back at that, it was tremendous. I think overall I had a good year, but there's definitely things I could work on. That's what I would say.
And what's the feedback that you get that helps you in the off season for specific things to work on it to make sure that you're the best you can be this year?
Yeah, just talking with the pitching coaches and then the strength coaches and just people in the training room, see what I could work on, what they have for me so I could come back in spring training.
And last year, obviously, started in the minor leagues. This year, your first major league camp. What's that been like, some of the highlights for you so far?
Oh, yeah, it was kind of crazy. I started in Double-A last year, made my way up, and then this year actually being here for big league spring training, it's kind of exciting, being my first one.
In terms of teammates that help you, what did you find last year in terms of, obviously, your coaching staff's going to help you, but in terms of teammates that can help you and even this spring?
I mean, just asking questions. I know I've asked Tristan and Biebs, and last year I was asking Cal a lot of questions, so just keeping on with that. If I don't know some, just ask.
When you look at the Cleveland Guardians, they're known for pitching. You've been through the system. It seems like they did it right in terms of when to bring you up, when to move you a level. What is it in your mind that makes this an organization that's so successful pitching-wise?
I mean, they just know how to develop pitchers. You can just see it from a long time ago. It's always been a thing they've done. So, I mean, it's pretty awesome to be in this organization as a pitcher.
Anything specific that they did for you that you think maybe even sped your process along, although it was pretty quick anyway?
Yeah, I had a few mechanical adjustments I made, and then just being able to keep the velo to where it was and having honestly coming up a little bit higher in velo was one of the things that helped me out moving forward.
Consistency always a hard thing to achieve at the major league level. What do you think you can do to be as consistent as possible this season?
Yeah, I think just being able to throw all speed pitches more in the zone for strikes, and then being able to put the fastball where I want to, repeat my delivery at that, really.
And you're trying to make a rotation here to start the season that has some big names coming back from injury, and when you look in that room, how much do you feed off of each other in terms of what you could do and what this rotation could be?
Yeah, I think the sky's the limit, really. Everybody knows what we can do, and just be able to learn different things from each other is going to help everybody out.
Team-wise, college, you were part of some really good teams, so you have a pretty good idea of what it takes. You sensing anything early on in the spring that has you feeling really good about the possibilities for this club this season?
I mean, just feeding off our energy from last year and what we did with everybody, I think we can take that on to this season.
That's Gavin Williams, one of the top young starting pitchers in the game today, and along with Tanner Bibee and Logan Allen, those three had tremendous rookie seasons and should be mainstays in the rotation at the start of 2024. And good pitching and good defense go together. They always do, and the Guardians have one of the best defenders at second base in the game today, and that is multi-time Gold Glove Award winner Andrés Giménez. We'll come back and talk to him when we return after this on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The pitch. Swung on, shot to right. Diving stop on one hop by Giménez. Out throwing to get him. I'll just give him the Gold Glove tonight. What a play again by Giménez. Robbing Rushman on a one hop bullet. Diving into shallow right. Then popping up to throw out Rushman. What a game by Giménez.
Welcome back to Guardians Weekly. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Goodyear Ballpark in Goodyear, Arizona, and Guardians spring training. And certainly for the Guardians, defense will be a big key. Any team that pitches well needs good defense, and they have multiple Gold Glove Award winners sprinkled throughout the diamond. None more prolific than Andrés Giménez, the Guardians' second baseman. Last year, once again, a tremendous year defensively. Put up some good offensive numbers, but he won his second consecutive Gold Glove Award and also won the Platinum Glove Award in the American League for the best defender overall, regardless of position. So to say he had a great defensive season might be understating it. And when we caught up with him, along with translation help from Augie Rivero, Andrés talked about the season that he had after some rule changes were handed down that really seemed to highlight some of his defensive skills.
I think it feels good
to be back to camp, you know, healthy and seeing what we did last year, but obviously it was an adjustment. The first months of the season, adjusting to that new rule was quite a challenge for me, but I was able to adjust properly, and I think the satisfaction comes to being able to help the pitchers, help down, you know, like they keep the runners down and help the team in a way to get to win more games. So I feel like early on the season was a struggle, but we're glad to finish in a strong note defensively.
I think one of the side benefits of no shifts was for players like you, it allowed for better great plays because you had to go further.
Did you kind of embrace that and enjoy that, the idea that you could make some spectacular plays because of not being able to shift?
La verdad es que cuando estaba el chief también lo disfrutaba, me gustaba y casi que jugaba outfield allá.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, with the shift, you also had to push yourself to get those balls. You know, previously I had to push myself sometimes to get down to the outfield to catch some balls, but here is the same. I always have to push myself to make that extra play because, you know, I take a lot of pride in my defense. I'm really passionate about playing defense and the way how I can help the team. So I believe with those changes, still it was the same mindset for me to try to do my best and keep playing the defense that I know I can play.
Offensively, some ups and downs last year, and when you were going good, I think we saw a similar hitter to what we had seen the year before. What was challenging for you a year ago that you were trying to get to more consistently that could be a struggle at times?
Sí, hubo muchas cosas diferentes, como él está hablando, los altos y bajos. Pero yo creo que era algo necesario que tenía que pasar y lo tomé como un proceso de aprendizaje.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, as we know, always these things that, you know, ups and downs that go through the season, but I embrace that process as the lessons that I needed to learn, and I take it like that, things that I needed to do it to keep improving, and this year I'm going to continually put that in practice. And specifically last year, I felt like my mindset was a little more like trying to chase what the pitchers were trying to do to me on the plate and not necessarily what I was trying to do at the plate. So I was able to learn, you know, maybe the last month of the season and ended in a positive note that I was able to execute my plan, what I wanted to do in the plate, and not only what the pitchers wanted to do with me at the plate.
When you look at your off season, you spent most of it in Florida. Take us back, though, a couple of years you played in Venezuela in winter ball. Explain to fans here who have never seen it or been there, what's that like, for, especially for someone who's from there and grew up there?
Es difícil ponerlo en palabras, tienen que ya verlo. Pero no, la gente ya es muy apasionada. La verdad que el béisbol ya se vive de otra manera.
It's really hard to put into words, to be honest. I'll try to do my best to describe it, but I think it's just the level of passion that is perceived during the games, right? When you are going well, you know, you get really like elevated to a higher level that you're not recognized normally here as a player. But also when you don't do well, you put down as the worst player they can be. So obviously for us, the guys who, you know, active players that were not able to play this season, we're able to enjoy it, watch it on TV. It was a really good tournament that just finished recently. But again, it's really hard to put into words. I just invite the fans here in the U.S. to take a look at it because it's a really exciting and passionate league to follow.
So you come in here well-rested for a new season, ready to go. You've been here a while now. It seems like you were just breaking in, but you have some good experience under your belt. Do you kind of feel like one of the veterans on this team at this point, or is that hard to even wrap your head around?
No, eso es difícil decirlo porque yo nada más tengo son 25 años, pero...
I mean, I wouldn't consider myself a veteran yet, you know, like, let's remember that I'm 25, right? So, you know, let's just try to keep that word veteran away for a little bit because I consider myself, you know, a little more experienced, right? I've been here for 4 years already, so this will be my fourth season, and obviously I can share a little bit with the younger guys. But again, it's more like my experience and not necessarily that I'm a veteran per se.
All right, well, stay away from veteran. Fair enough. You look at the team. You've been here when this team has been on a real good roll and made the postseason. What are you seeing in that clubhouse early on that gives you hope that this could be another really special season for this team?
Veo muchísimas cosas positivas, muchísimas caras nuevas. Obviamente estamos en un nuevo proceso.
It's really enjoyable what we have there. Obviously, you see a lot of new faces in the clubhouse, but at the same time, the good vibes continue, right? There's carry on to what we had last year. Obviously, last year, difficult year, with obviously not getting the results that we wanted and a lot of injuries for the teammates. So for me, it's, you know, enjoying that good camaraderie and like environment that we have built for each other, but also hoping that everybody's really healthy so we're able to play the game that we know, the baseball that we know we can play.
That is Andrés Giménez, along with translation help from Augie Rivero. And Andrés seems primed for another great defensive year, and he's looking to crank it up again at the plate after the numbers slipped just a little bit a year ago. Stay with us. When we come back, we will visit with Daniel Espino, a young, promising young pitching prospect who's been hampered by injuries the last couple of seasons, but Cleveland looking to get him back on the mound here in 2024. That's next as we continue with Guardians Weekly after this timeout.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Guardians Weekly. Jim Rosenhaus along with you from Guardian Spring Training in Goodyear, Arizona. Great to have you with us as we talk baseball on the radio. Spring training heading deeper and deeper into the month of March. Under 3 weeks to go now until opening night in Oakland on Thursday night, March the 28th. It's right around the corner, and boy, tracking nicely for an opening day start. It hasn't officially been announced, but the way it's tracking in terms of lining up days, Shane Bieber will make another one for the Guardians, and he really looks primed and ready to go. And one of the keys every year for Cleveland is good starting pitching. They have hit on something in their development system that works, Shane Bieber being a great example of that, as he was drafted and developed by the Guardians organization, and obviously has had a tremendous major league career. And they are hoping, still hoping for more of the same from Daniel Espino, a 23-year-old right-hander out of Panama City, Panama. He was the first round pick, 24th overall by Cleveland back in 2019. And he had some good years when he first got started, but he has really struggled to stay on the mound since the 2022 campaign began. He had a knee issue first that took a while to get past, and then shoulder surgery last summer really has set him back. And he just hasn't been able to make much progress, but had a good off season. And when we caught up with him earlier this spring, he filled us in on where he stands in terms of the rehab and when he might be able to return to the mound in game action.
Yeah, you know, I'm going through a throwing progression, feeling good, getting more reps, feeling more comfortable each time I'm throwing a ball. So yeah, that's kind of like where I'm at right now.
You were making good progress when injuries cropped up. How have you handled that mentally, maybe more so than the physical rehab part?
You know, at the beginning it was tough. It was really trying to get back, and mentally it was really tough because it was I've never been hurt. It was my first time actually going through that. But I think that I've learned through the ups and downs and I've learned how to manage my head and being able to, you know, attack each day and be happy and no matter the circumstances. I think that's one of the keys, and try to get better each day and not look so much to like the future. Just take it day by day, and that's gonna set you up for the future.
Tristan McKenzie has had great success in the major leagues, but he too has had injury issues, especially in the minor leagues when he was trying to get here for the first time. I understand he's talked to you and you guys have had conversations, and how beneficial has that been, and what did he say to you that's been helpful?
Yeah, basically just take it day by day. You know, when I got drafted, he was going through some of the injuries in 2019. So just watching him go through that, it was kind of like an example for me. How he went about his business and you know, taking it day by day and stuff like that is something that, sure, like I was able to watch it, and then he backed it up with his words, and he's like, yeah, it's working for him. I better kind of like try it. So yeah, I think that not only that, but also like talking to the physios, people in the training room, the training staff, S&C, everybody, just take it day by day, just kind of like ease everything up and just go enjoy throwing a baseball. I mean, I had surgery May 2nd, had like 6 months without throwing. Now is the time for me to enjoy what I miss the most, which is throwing a baseball.
Sometimes when a player is hurt and they miss extensive time and they can't do the physical part of it, they watch a lot, and they can learn through that. And when they come back, they might be more they've learned some things that make them a better pitcher. Do you feel that, that you've been able to do that during your downtime?
Yeah, and definitely I look forward to some of the spring training games and just being able to be in the dugout and just being able to, you know, watch guys like Cookie, Shane Bieber, and all those guys, you know, like even the young guys, Vibe and Logan, just being able to watch them, how they attack. And I think I'm more pumped about just to be able to be in the dugout. I think that's going to be kind of cool.
Daniel Espino joining us. Born and raised, you're a Panama native. You get back there as often as you can. But high school, most of it was in Georgia. Explain how you got here and the benefit to that.
Yeah, it was through a family friend. He kind of like told us about an opportunity of an academy called Albany Paulis, which they take people, young guys around and show them to tryouts and stuff like that around the U.S., South Georgia, Florida. And I was able to you know, make a tryout for Georgia Premier Academy. They accepted me. Apparently, I was kind of good. Or they looked in the future and they were like, yeah, he's going to be somebody. And, you know, that has been like my second family. This sophomore, junior, senior year there, when I was there, I was basically like one of them. Gene Reynolds, the guy that runs the academy there, he's like my second dad, and you know he means a lot. And I'm always proud to say that I was able to be part of that academy.
And obviously, it had a positive impact on your life. But tell me though, when you made that decision to go, before you got there, how nervous were you about it working out and leaving your family behind in Panama?
So I think I wasn't really nervous. I think I didn't understand, like, the magnitude of it. Because I told my mom, like, if you don't let me go, because she was really nervous. I told my mom, like, if you don't let me go, like, you're going to ruin my future. And it's kind of like, you know, like, now that I think about it, it's like, your son is telling you that, like, what can you do? So I think, like, she was more nervous most than anybody. But then, like, little by little, we were seeing the results. And one thing that they always talked to me and told me is that don't let baseball be the ending point, meaning, like, you got to get an education and all that. And I think that was one of the reasons why they kind of, like, were like, okay, like, this is a good fit. Obviously, they went and saw where I was going to be. They saw the people I was going to be. And one thing that I'm always going to be thankful for is that I went there because of baseball. But I think in the academy, like, it made me who I am right now, more as a person and in my faith. It kind of, like, set, like the building bricks to where I'm at right now. So I'm always thankful for that.
This is your first major league camp. What's that experience been like? Even though you can't participate in a lot of what's going on physically, what's it been like being around the major league staff and also the different pitchers that you probably have watched quite a bit?
It's been really fun. It's been really, and now we're just starting, it's been really fun just to be in the locker, talk to some of the guys, older veterans or people, or guys like me, which is the first big league camp. But also, especially for me right now, since I had surgery, been talking to Bogd, to the manager and all that, because he had the same surgery. So it's kind of like cool to be able to talk to him, and I think that he kind of like understands what I'm going through. So yeah, it's been fun. Just doing PFPs and everything like that. I mean, I think on Monday it was my first time that I was catching some ground balls in the last year and a half. So that was really exciting. I think that just enjoying the little things, man. Like, able to be here, I'm blessed, and just happy that I'm part of this team. You know,
you mentioned where you're at in terms of throwing 4 days a week. And it's a slow process. Have you learned a lot about patience through this and how you really have to just dial it down and take your time?
Yeah, I think it's something that you're never going to master. I think it's something that you'll go every single day and you know, you try to be good at it. And definitely, yeah, my patience has grown a lot. But I think that not so much that. I think it goes more to just enjoying where you're at, accepting it, and being like, okay, this is where I'm at today. What can I do now? Instead of asking, like, why this is happening to me. You know, it's so easy to get caught in those negative questions and stuff that you don't know the answers. And then, okay, like, what now? Like, I'm here. What am I going to do to get better? It might not be, like, throwing in a game. But, yeah, I can work on my mechanics. I can work on, like, moving more smooth and stuff like that. So yeah, I think that's where I'm at right now. I think just enjoying every time that I'm able to you know, to be here and try to learn a little thing every single day.
That is Daniel Espino, and what a story in terms of moving here at a very young age, moving to the United States from Panama, and how he has really taken a great outlook on that move, and it has been a tremendous life experience for him. And if he can get healthy, man, he has a rocket arm and could really be special, but it's going to take getting healthy first, and it looks like he's on a good path, at least so far this spring. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll hear from Assistant General Manager Matt Forman. That's next on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Welcome back. It's our final segment of Guardians Weekly as we join you from Goodyear, Arizona and Guardians Spring Training. Great to have you with us as we talk baseball on the radio. You can catch our show each week on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network. It drops on Saturday, and shortly after the show airs, you can pick it up in podcast form wherever you like to download your favorite podcasts. Well, on the radio broadcast of Friday's game against the White Sox, Tom Hamilton was joined by Assistant General Manager Matt Forman. And Hammy and Matt talked about all things spring training with a lot of issues on the table. And here's what they had to say.
First off, Matt, your thoughts on what you've seen from Tanner.
Hammy, it's good to be on. And I was going to say, unlike Court Berry trip yesterday, I was listening to the broadcast. I'm going to try not to bring the rain in the third inning today. So far so good from Tanner. I was a little bit late getting over to the game today, so I missed the early action. But, you know, Tanner's so businesslike in his work, so focused on continuous improvement. Certainly had a great rookie campaign, and yeah, excited about him continuing to build from the foundation that he set.
Shane Bieber looked good yesterday. In fact, Stephen Vogt said this morning, before the rains came, his stuff was electric. And in visiting with Shane, I mean, he is in such a good frame of mind right now. And it looks like he is poised to have a monster year.
I think you're right. I mean, a unanimous Cy Young winner in 2020 who continues to invest in the craft of pitching. And, you know, I think he fell in love with the process of getting better and better this offseason.
Really, for the most part, Matt, all the starters have looked good. What are your concerns as far as the bullpen, especially with Trevor Stephan and James Karinchak? They won't be ready, obviously, for Oakland and beyond.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we talk about all the time is that you need a bounty of players to get through a season, right? I think we probably ended up using 25 pitchers last year and 50 players. And so a big part of the message in spring training is every player who's in the locker room has a chance to impact us over the course of the season. And it speaks to the importance of building depth and resiliency throughout the roster, but certainly in the bullpen is no different.
Matt Forman, assistant general manager with the Cleveland Guardians, joining us here in Goodyear. Thought it was interesting today in visiting with manager Stephen Vogt, Matt. Everyone talks about Gabriel Arias and Brian Rocchio in the battle for short. Here's the wind in the 2-1. And I guess it was outside a cutter 3-1, but Stephen Vogt was saying, hey, look, other guys are in that hunt too. Tyler Freeman and the kid that's really opened eyes, Angel Martinez. Mm-hmm. How do you look at it?
Well, at some point we'll have to make tough decisions, and I can promise you Stephen will have a lineup on opening day.
So you're not going to give us the call right now.
Well, until then, I think our focus is help each player get better. You know, we're preparing for a long season, and guys are still taking strides. So that's really our focus. Yeah. But certainly, you know, Stephen mentioned Angel Martinez, who had a great offseason. Credit to him for being open-minded to try the outfield, where he trained a lot this offseason in the outfield, and he's built some versatility and certainly has had great at-bats so far in camp.
So in Angel Martinez, even last year, Matt, he played, I don't want to say it was a split, but it was close, third, second, short in the minors. Could he be an everyday shortstop?
Sure. I think, you know, we're of the mind that it's really hard to predict exactly what players' skills will be or where opportunities will present themselves. And so our focus is help players develop defensive capacity at a number of positions to prepare themselves for opportunities down the road, regardless of where they may come.
Okay, we've seen Rocchio. We've seen Arias. Let's take Jose Tena, Tyler Freeman, and Angel Martinez out of the equation for this question. What decides if it's Rocchio and Arias? Do the numbers this spring decide it, or how do you look at that?
Well, I think it's easy to overread spring training performances, and certainly there's a body of work that we're relying on, and I think the process information is really important. You know, how guys are going about their work, what their attention to detail is, what's happening away from, you know, just the 50 plate appearances that we'll have outcomes on in Major League spring training games is also really important. And as I mentioned, you know, we'll have a lineup on opening day, but, you know, opening day is an artificial marker in the calendar whereby, just like we talked about on the pitching side, we'll have many players impact us over the course of the season, and we want to create as many opportunities for those guys to be able to do so for us.
Can Chase DeLauter be on the opening day, Grasner?
He's been fun to watch, hasn't he?
Wow, is he impressive.
He really is.
Obviously, he's missed a lot of development time. Have you figured out where he starts this year, Akron, Columbus?
We haven't figured that out yet, but
Kwan with a dribbler headed towards second. Shoemaker will throw him out. Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't even get to ask you who the first pick in the draft's going to be.
Can you figure?
You want to tell us quick?
Do you have the answer to it?
I figured you would tell us. Doesn't matter what I
look
think.
Look in your crystal ball.
Well, I'll tell you what. The politically correct Matt Forman joining us. Matt, thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
That's Assistant General Manager Matt Forman with Tom Hamilton during the game broadcast of Friday's game against the White Sox. Guardians back at it on Saturday. Another broadcast on the full radio network with the Angels in town. And that's a 3:05 first pitch from Goodyear Ballpark. Well, we'll join you again next week for another edition of Guardians Weekly. As always, want to thank Brian Motze for helping to put together our show each week. Until next week, this is Jim Rosenhaus reminding you that you've been listening to Guardians Weekly on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network.
Guardians Weekly has been brought to you by Progressive, helping Guardians fans save hundreds on car insurance.